This is the third morning service of Tsuchiura Megumi Church on July 14, 2019. The message is delivered by Pastor Hon. The message title is The Decision from Book of Daniel, Chapter 1, verses 8 through 21.
Good morning. Let us read today's passage first. The Book of Daniel, Chapter 1, verses 8 through 21. Book of Daniel, Chapter 1, verses 8 through 21. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, "I'm afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but the vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and gave them vegetables instead. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand the visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. We have been studying the book of Daniel, and today I would like to speak the message titled The Decision. In the time of around 500 after the Christ, in Liang Dynasty in China, there was a woman named Coco. She was said to have had a superb beauty, but she lost her husband early, and as a widow, she was raising a son. The king heard about the beauty of Coco. He sent a messenger to tell him to come to the palace. So she ordered the Coco to enter the palace. But Coco answered to the messenger. She said, "I cannot serve two husbands, even if this is the order by the king. I cannot obey the order." So she turned down the order, and at the same time, she scraped her nose with a knife. And having the knife with blood on her hand, she continued to said, I disobeyed the king's order, and this is why I punished myself. I wanted to die, but because of my son, I couldn't. And this is why I punished myself, because I disobeyed God's king's order. The king wanted my appearance, but I no longer, I'm ugly with losing the nose. So the messenger went back to the king and explained to the king what happened. And the king was so moved by the Koko's fidelity, and he gave a special title to her that meant a great virtue. So Koko was a widow, having nothing, no power, and she was weak. But to keep her fidelity, she did not hesitate or sell apology to the strong. But she was not proud, or she was not impolite towards the king. But to keep her important fidelity, she put her death on stake and made a decision. So Daniel made a decision to keep his fidelity towards his God, the Lord. He was flexible and humble, and with prayer, he made the decision to cut himself. As we looked at it last week, Daniel, in the time of exile, was elected as a candidate to serve a Babylonian king, and he was given a high education, and also lodging and food that were given by the king. In a sense, he had an exceptional opportunity to rise up in his career. As a prisoner of war, he could have had a miserable life, and this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Daniel. But Daniel did not seek his life in the power of the time or in the society where he was. He decided to trust in God's power. And he went to the chief of official not to defile himself with the food given by the king. Verse 8, again, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. The word asked in Hebrew is epakesh. So the word used here is not just to ask by word, but it meant to cling to and to plead earnestly. His, Daniel's action was dangerous. He could have been taken away by the guard and put into the prison. Verse 9 says, now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. So God helped so that his action, although it was out of common sense, God helped Daniel not to be punished for what he has done. So God would not leave Daniel alone. And the Bible is telling us not to fear what we should not fear. Although the chief official did not grant a permission, Daniel did not give up on it. So verse 10, the official told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord the king who has assigned you your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young man your age? The king would then have my head because of you. So the chief official politely turned down the request by Daniel. But Daniel did not give up on it. He went to the guard who was assigned to take care of him. And verse 11, Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. So Daniel did not give up on the idea, and now he went to the guard and made a proposal. And the guard accepted the proposal. And verse 15, at the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. So Daniel won what he wanted. But do you think Daniel was just staying for 10 days bearing with the vegetables and the water? No. If we look at chapter 6 of Daniel, verse 10, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. This happened when Daniel was accused of what he has not done, and if Daniel was seen of praying he could have been sentenced. But he did not change what practices he had been doing, because it says, just as he had done before, so he continued his practice of praying God three times a day, looking towards Jerusalem. It was part of his life to pray three times a day, looking towards Jerusalem. So likely, chapter 1 of Book of Daniel, he was also praying three times a day. So he was turned down by the chief official. He went to the guard to test him and his friends for 10 days with only vegetables and water. And during those times, Daniel was praying. We often realize how important it was when we lose it, or when we lose everything, we realize how important it is, how important is what is still left with us is. So Daniel must have felt how, or understood how important it was to be able to worship God in the temple in Jerusalem by giving offerings for the redemption and to worship God. And at the same time, he realized that he had still something with him, although he looked like losing everything, and that was to pray. We often said we cannot do anything but to pray. Recently, I started to think this is an expression or excuse of our unfaithfulness, because I could see in that word that we may be saying that nothing is going to benefit even if we pray. But Daniel's case was different. When he realized, he put it into practice. So when he realized that the prayer is the only thing he had, he prayed. The prayer was the best he could do. The prayer was the solution and the power and the wisdom. And through prayer, he met God, and through prayer, he understood a thoughtfulness of God. And by praying, God responded to him by providing the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who seek Him by prayer. So the Lord God makes us realize how important it is to develop a relationship by praying. In Hosea chapter 5, verse 15, it says, I will return to my lair until they have borne their guilt and seek my face. In their misery, they will earnestly seek me. God knows that we seek for Him unless we suffer. So He leads us to suffering so that we understand so that we seek for Him. So Daniel lost everything except one thing which could not be taken away from him, that was a prayer. And when he realized it, he did not leave it alone. He seek for God in his sufferings by prayer. When we have many other alternatives to solve the problem, we don't realize how important the prayer is. He went to the chief officials after praying. And when it didn't work out with the chief officials, he prayed and he went to the guard by using his wisdom. And for 10 days, Daniel and his friends were tested, but he did not just wait, doing nothing during the 10 days. 3 times a day, he prayed. Some scholars said that Daniel and his friends looked good because of the vegetarian life. Maybe partly it's true. But above all, the intimacy and the fellowship with the Lord made them glow. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. Verse 33, when Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. 40 days, 40 nights, Moses spent on Mount Sinai to receive 10 commandments, and he did not eat or drink. And when he came down from Mount Sinai, his face was radiant, so radiant that the people could not see him. In verse 9 says, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. He spoke, he only spoke with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat any food or drink. And that made him, his face radiant. To the extent that he had to cover his face with a veil. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. When we fear the Lord and eat the Lord's word and pray to the Lord and fellowship with the Lord, there is a nourishment in our life. Our skin is said to represent what is happening in our body. Here, in Proverbs, it says, this will bring, the fellowship with God will bring health to our body and nourishment to our bones. Our spirit and the body are one. So with intimacy with God makes our spirit healthy and it makes our body also radiant. Moses in the book of Exodus was an old man, over 80 years old, but he was radiant. Many of you know Tomohiro Hoshino, an artist who lost freedom of his arms or legs, and he paints with a pen in his mouth. But we see his radiant face in his photo. I discover something in common among those who believe in the Lord Jesus. Last Sunday, I went to a seminar by Pastor Bill Wilson. Bill Wilson was deserted by his mother when he was 12 years old. His mother was a drug user. And for 3 days, with no food or drink, he spent on the street waiting for his mother. And many cars passed by, many people passed by. On the third day, one man talked to him, and he invited him to the camp by the Sunday school. Bill did not have any money, but this man paid for him to go to the camp. And in this camp, Bill encountered the Lord Jesus. And he started a Sunday school for the children in slum in New York City. And he worked to support these children. And that spread to the world. And he is organizing those Sunday schools for the children around the world for over 200,000 children. When I entered to the seminar place, I saw a man, a white haired man, a long hair, who was sitting there. Immediately, I knew it was Bill Wilson. The reason I could recognize him is because I felt the glow which I discover among those who have an intimate relationship with Jesus. It's difficult to explain by word. There is a glow in people who really believe in the Lord Jesus and walk with Jesus very intimately. I really found him the real Christian. Last year, when he was working in the Sunday school in Syria, he was shot. So he was still in the recovery phase, and he's 70 years old. But he's so radiant. It's a different glow from a celebrity. When I meet the Christians, I tend to see if the person is glowing. When I was in America, in my church, there was a man who came down from the mountain every Sunday to attend the church. And he was fasting for 40 days, 40 nights. But he looked so radiant. And he had a glow in his face. This is not something that a human being can make. It's only God who can do this. Daniel must have known the Moses story. The glow of a man does not depend on food or experience or wisdom, but relationship, deep relationship with the Lord God. And Daniel experienced God's word in the Bible by practicing what is written in his life. So, that is a faith. So, faith is to experience in our day-to-day life what is written in the Bible is true. And Daniel knew and understood that to live God's word is the best. So, if the Bible says pray, he prayed. If the Bible says forgive, he forgave by praying. If the Bible says repent, he repented by praying. If the Bible says serve, he served praying. If the Bible says give, he gave praying. If the Bible says trust in God instead of king, he trusted in God by praying. Daniel realized that he had two things after losing everything. And he practiced them. First, it was God's word which he learned from his youth, and a prayer. God wanted the people of Judah to know, which was God was there. God wanted them to know that, that there was a relationship with God which was still there. Our life is not determined by the blood relationship or background or wealth or experience, but intimate relationship with God, the Lord. And through the experience of Daniel, God is telling that to us. And we are going to learn this more in the Daniel chapter 4 later. So the intimacy with God is going to determine our life. Daniel learned that he had to choose the intimate relationship with the Lord when he lost everything. Otherwise, he was going to lose really everything. And Daniel made through what he wanted to do in Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." This was proved by Daniel and his three friends. God gave these four men the knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. So God gave them three things. The first one, he gave for them knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learnings. So they had a learning ability given by God, which allowed them to learn and understand the most advanced knowledge in the Babylonian Empire. So Daniel practiced to pray before prayer, before the meal, and read the Bible before study. And he used his learning power given by God. Last week I talked about Professor Dongfang Kim, who told us about the Daniel study method. He said, if you pray and ask for help from God and to use the time efficiently, everybody can enter the Seoul University. But what is important is not to enter the Seoul University. It is, the issue is where to use the learning ability which we ask God to give us. One of my students was interested in cooking, and now he glorifies God through his cooking. Whichever the fields we are moving in our career, we need to study. But we need to give a good motivation that has to be to glorify God. So instead of giving 1 billion of assets to our children, it's more worth to pray for our children every day for 5 years. Children are not going to change just because we give them more money or allowing them to go to a more expensive coaching school. What is important is to give them the asset of faith. And that is most important for the children. And the second thing which Daniel and his friends received from God is the wisdom. And wisdom in Hebrew, here the chokmah, the word chokmah is used. In fact, this word chokmah implies Jesus Christ. When we read chapter 8 of the Proverb, the wisdom is personified. And if we look at chapter 8 of Proverbs, verse 23 and 30, it's written, I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning, when the world came to be. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence. So here I is the wisdom. Who was besides the God, the Lord, the heavenly God, who created the heaven and earth? We associate that with Jesus. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So the wisdom here is Jesus Christ. So God himself is the wisdom, and that is realized in Jesus Christ. So by believing and knowing Jesus Christ, we increase our wisdom. The chokmah, the wisdom given to Daniel, is Christ himself. We would see this later as we move to the rest of the chapters of the book of Daniel. So the wisdom is to know Christ and to practice Christ in our daily life. So Daniel not only knows Christ, but also he was given the wisdom to practice that in his daily life. The third thing which Daniel was given was to understand and understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the Babylonian time, what was controlling the spiritual aspect of people was auspicious or luck, and the horoscope or fortune telling or dream, the magicians and enchanters. Even today in the Japanese society, which is said to have the most advanced science, people's mind is still controlled by auspicious or good luck. And we see charismatic fortune tellers or we are going to see this more in the coming months. In any case, so Daniel and his friends were given three gifts from God, and they begin to move to central part of the society, and they are promoted to the center of the country. In chapter 1 of Book of Daniel, verses 19 through 21, the king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. So, with God's grace, Daniel moves up in his position. And verse 21, it says, and Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. And this is what I would like to focus today, the verse 21. The King Cyrus is the king of the Persia. Persia destroyed the Babylonian Empire. So, verse 21 is talking about 67 years later. So the beginning of this chapter, Daniel was somewhat between 15 to 20 years old. Assuming that he was 17 years old, until he became 84 years old, so 67 years later, during that time, political power changed, the country changed, the king changed. He maintained his position. Chapter 1 of the Book of Daniel begins with the fact that Jerusalem was surrounded by the Babylonian Empire. But according to the verse 21, for 67 years later, he was still in the top of the country in Persia. So between the verse 20 and 21, there's a whole history of 67 years. So in those years, Daniel trusted in God and God opened a blessed way for him, for his career. And it is a blessing. Blessing will be there when we trust in what we should trust and choose what we should choose. So the writer of the book of Daniel wants to tell us how important it is for us to choose and to decide. So what do we decide? What do we choose? Do we give in to this world? Or do we choose what is pleasing to God? Do we dedicate ourselves to God's word? Or do we follow the world's word? What do we become intimate with? Do we become intimate with the prophets? Or do we become intimate with Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom himself? Daniel, book of Daniel, chapter 1, clarifies what we should depend on and what we should decide and what we should become intimate with. Lastly, let's look at book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. The person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in the salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Let us trust in the Lord together and let us decide to trust in him, and we will experience the blessings that can be experienced only when we make such a decision. Let us pray.